where the no facilities for really a bath or a shower.
Yeah.
It could be a half bath.
Okay, okay. What all different kinds of stoves and furnaces are there, like, to heat the house in the winter? What all kinds have you had in different houses that you've lived in?
We've had the wood stove.
Yeah.
We've had the gas stove.
What else?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
My experience.
Yeah.
We have the gas heater.
What's the difference between a gas heater and a gas stove?
Well, the gas stove is... A stove would be what you would cook. You could cook food on, I think. Whereas a gas heater is like what I have here to heat the room.
Uh-huh. That's what I mean, just stuff to heat the room. Or the whole house.
And you have an electric heater to heat a room.
Okay.
We have fireplace, which we don't use.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. How is heat usually circulated through a house in the winter? How do they get the hot air to go around in the house?
I suppose with central heat.
Yeah, how they do it, you know?
Well, there's this special mechanism that's put together.
Yeah.
With the piping piped in.
If it's...
That would vent into each room.
Uh-huh.
With vents that lead to each room.
Okay, if it's central heat, would they have the same mechanism for central air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. What do y'all call a house that has three, probably, or more rooms just in a straight line? Like if you open the front door, you could just look straight through the house. You know our name for that kind of house?
I don't know what they call it now. I'm thinking you're probably thinking about what we used to have when we were small in the black race. They call it a shotgun house.
Yeah. Did I describe it right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a house that has two separate rooms? They're usually kind of big rooms, like one here and one here. And then there's a large kind of walkway between the two rooms that's open at both ends.
A house?
Yeah. And there might be more than one room on each side, but it's like a square over here.
Duplex?
No, it's just one house. It's not really made for two families. It's made for one. But there's a roof. The roof just goes over the whole thing, but it's open down the middle, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a name for that?
No.
Okay. What do you call a house that has a long entry hall, like this, and then there's a big room that's kind of comes off this way in an L shape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know of other names for houses that are built a certain way, like a shotgun house?
Well, I've heard, I don't know how to describe them.
Yeah, okay.
I've heard of split level.
Okay.
Two story.
Yeah.
Three story.
Yeah.
Duplex. Apartment house.
Okay. Any other for small houses? Kind of small houses?
One family, single.
Okay. Okay. What kinds of buildings do would house several families, maybe many families?
That would be an apartment or a boarding house.
Okay.
If you were getting.
Okay, what do you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building? Do you have a name for that? Okay. What do you call a large building in which the residents own the building, and they share the expense of keeping it up and stuff. Like, it has a lot of families in it, but they all own the part they live in. And they sort of share expenses for keeping up the yard and painting and stuff.
Family house.
Okay, we don't have too many, maybe. What do you call the kind of houses that are just, that share a wall, that are just built side by side and that their walls are connected?
Apartments?
Usually they own it.
Units?
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, most apartment buildings have a man who does like minor plumbing and electrical repair and kind of helps keep up the place. Do you know what he's called?
Well, it could be called one of two things.
Okay.
A manager or a maintenance man.
Okay.